West Georgia's first news for your Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I am Colin Worthington reporting. A longtime city councilwoman is one of four candidates on the ballot seeking the mayor's gavel in Villarrica. Leslie McPherson says she looks to give council more input when making decisions for the city.
I gave up my council seat that I loved because I did not think we could take four more years of the direction we're going and what I've seen going on the last several years. One thing that'll be very different is operating within the city charter, which is our city constitution, making sure that the council themselves are brought in on a lot more things, that things aren't preempted prior to the time it reaches the council.
McPherson was the guest on Thursday's WLBB Community Voice.
One example was back during COVID, and this happened in a number of government entities locally where they wanted to do incentives for people to get the shot. The mayor decided that he liked that idea to give an incentive, and it was mentioned to all of us. So we were talked about, you know, what do you think about this idea individually? We never talked about it in a public meeting. And the next thing we knew, something had been instituted that we had never voted on. We didn't vote on it till it was instituted. It not only spent money that wasn't budgeted, it actually changed the way employees' benefits would be handled.
And that complete Community Voice interview with McPherson is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. The Bremen City Schools Board of Education extending the contract of Superintendent Shannon Christian this week. Christian is in his second year overseeing the district, coming over from the Lumpkin County school system. Christian's new contract keeps him at Bremen through at least June 30th, 2026. The West Georgia Technical College Foundation says its annual fundraiser, Black Tie and Boots, raised a net profit of $190,000, surpassing all previous year's totals. The funds raised at this year's Black Tie and Boots event will allow the foundation to support students through gap funding and need-based scholarships, and will play a pivotal role in enhancing the educational experience for WGTC students, advancing academic programs, and supporting key campus improvements. And it is week 9 of the high school football season, and your favorite local radio stations are broadcasting four games featuring our home teams tonight. Lamar County travels to Carroll County to take on the Temple Tigers. You can hear that game on Great Classics 98.9 and watch it live on the Graddock Sports Facebook page. On WKNG King Country 93.7, hear the Harrelson County Rebels. They travel to Rome to take on Model. The Villarrica Wildcats hosting Mays, that game on B92 Country. And the Carrollton Trojans host Pebblebrook tonight. Hear that game on KISS 102.7. Pre-game programming begins at 5 o'clock on each radio station. I'm Colin Worthington.